Hello and welcome to another Bible in the News. In this week's Bible in the News, we examine the connection with Russia's involvement in Africa and Bible prophecy. The African country of Sudan's army has been engaged in civil war since April last year. They are fighting the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces, the RSF, who originally had made gains in the early stages of the conflict. They had caught the army off guard, which had allowed the RSF to capture large areas of territory in the southwest of the Sudanese capital. Desperate to retake control, the Sudanese army have been looking for international allies and have seemingly found one in Russia. This week, the news outlet MENA reported the following on the 5th of June in an article entitled "Sudan Army Set to Give Russia Red Sea Base in Exchange for Arms." Quote, "Sudan's army is expected to allow Moscow to build a naval logistics base on the Red Sea in exchange for arms, as a top official from the northeastern African country visits Russia to negotiate the deal. Malak Agar, a former rebel leader and army chief, Gen Abdel Fattah al-Bahrani's deputy on the ruling sovereign council, flew to Russia on Tuesday and is scheduled to meet President Vladimir Putin later this week on the sidelines of an economic forum in St. Petersburg. The base would accommodate up to 4 vessels and include storage for weapons, fuel and ammunition. Up to 300 Navy personnel could stay at the site at any given time." In another article published on the 3rd of June by Bloomberg entitled "Sudan's Deputy Visits Russia as Weapons for Port Deal on the Table," we read, quote, "Sudan's move is likely to stoke Western concern about Russia's growing profile in Africa, where Moscow has also forged tight relations with governments in Mali and the Central African Republic. The initiative comes as the Sudanese military strives to regain swathes of territory lost to the Rapid Support Forces militia in a conflict that erupted in April 2023 and may have killed as many as 150,000 people." In the Bible, the country we now know as the Sudan is mentioned as the territory of Kush, and it is often translated Ethiopia in our English versions. This country appears in latter-day prophecies such as Ezekiel 38. In that prophecy, we see a picture of the state of various nations just before Jesus returns. The prophecy in verse 5 mentions Ethiopia, or the Kush, or the Sudan, being allied with Persia, which is modern Iran, and Libya. These nations are said to be led by someone called Gog, who is the chief prince of Rosh, in verse 2 that's mentioned in the Young's Literal and ESV translations. Rosh, or the Rus, are the peoples of Russia. In fact, the ancient translation of the Hebrew Bible into Greek, known as the Septuagint, uses the same name for Russia used in modern Greek today. Now, as Bible students then, we would expect to see the peoples of Sudan and Russia in alliance. And that's exactly what we are beginning to see as we look up from our Bibles and examine our news stories today. How exciting, therefore, that we can see another sure sign of the times happening before our eyes, helping the faithful know that soon the Lord Jesus Christ will return to establish God's kingdom. This has been Matt Davies joining you. Join us again next week as we examine the news in the light of Bible prophecy.